Moving on to our next story, Yemeni forces have dealt a severe blow to militia groups linked to the Saudi-led coalition in Hudaydah province. The Yemeni military said it had launched an offensive against the groups in the southern parts of Hudaydah. It added that the pro-Saudi troops suffered dozens of casualties. The army said a number of the mercenaries were also captured. Saudi Arabia and the UAE launched an operation in mid-June to capture Hudaydah, but they have so far failed to achieve their goal. Now we are joined by Colin Cavill, former lecturer from the University of Bahrain. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us. Now, when the Saudis started the aggression against Hudaydah province, in particular, they were not expecting it to last this long. What does this have? What kind of message does it have for the Saudis?
Ms. Amani, they were expecting that the entire operation to retake Hudaydah would take approximately 2 months at most. But what they have miscalculated continuously, I should say, since their invasion of the country in March of 2015, is the will of the Yemeni people to fight for freedom. They are definitely going to fight this imperialist force that is invading their country, that is spreading cholera, bombing hospitals, bombing schools, and taking the lives of innocent Yemeni people. And so what these Saudi soldiers, who have no really will to fight because they're living in a dictatorship, a royal monarchical dictatorship, so they really have no motivation to fight, whereas the Yemeni people are fighting for their freedom. They're fighting for their lives. They're fighting for their families. And so this particular conflict, which is approximately 20 kilometers south of Hudaydah International Airport, was a tremendous blow to the Saudi forces, with over, from what I read from different sources, 125 to 150 either killed, taken prisoner, or wounded. And so this is a tremendous blow for the Yemeni forces who are fighting this invading Saudi army.
Thank you very much, Mr. Colin Cavill, former lecturer from the University of Bahrain, joining us on the situation in Yemen.